Penguin Random House Audio presents The Garden of Small Beginnings by Abby Waxman. Read for you by Emily Rankin. There came a time when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Anais Nin. Prologue. It's been more than 3 years since my husband died. Yet in many ways, he's more useful than ever. True, he's not around to take out the trash, but he's great to bitch at while I'm doing it myself, and he's generally excellent company, invisibility notwithstanding. And as someone to blame, he's unparalleled, because he isn't there to contradict me, on account of being cremated. I talk to him a lot, though our conversations have devolved from metaphysical explorations of the meaning of death to generic married conversations about what to have for dinner or who's on the hook for the lost tax returns. When he died in a car accident, 50 feet from our front door, I seriously considered dying too. Not because my heart was broken, though that was true, but because my mind was completely boggled by the logistical challenges of living without him. However, it's just as well I didn't, because he would have been waiting for me in heaven, and man, would he have been pissed. He'd have made eternity feel like forever, I can promise you that. I was driving along, letting my brain spiral aimlessly, when my phone rang. It was my sister, Rachel. "Hey, Lil, are you on your way to get the kids?"